With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. The Montana Supreme Court met in Missoula today to discuss the future of the city's water system. Mountain Water Companies is appealing a lower court's order allowing the city of Missoula to purchase the water system through condemnation. Mountain Water attorney Brad Lux says Missoula has no right to buy it.
We believe the record will reveal that the city of Missoula wants but does not need the Mountain Water Company.
Lux says Missoula hasn't offered enough evidence that the city's ownership is more necessary than that of the company's private owners and that the decision violated their property rights. City Attorney Harry Schneider said there's ample evidence that Missoula should be allowed to buy the water utility and that it has the bonding capacity to raise enough money. There is no firm date for when Supreme Court will issue a decision. The leader of two American Indian tribes says the alleged beating death of a one-year-old girl this week and the recent kidnapping of a second child reflect a rising drug epidemic that his reservation has failed to address. Fort Peck Tribal Chairman Floyd Azure says the community at large must be held accountable for this week's death of Kinsley Olson. 42-year-old Janelle Red Dog was ordered held without bond today in connection with Kinsley's death. An investigator testified that Red Dog confessed to the killing. Limited details have been released on Kinsley's death and also in the February kidnapping and sexual assault of a 4-year-old girl on the reservation. Investigators haven't publicly linked them to drugs, but Azure told the Associated Press that the use of methamphetamine was at the root of both crimes. Two more roads are now open to cars in Glacier National Park. Many Glacier and Chief Mountain roads on the east side of the park open today. On going to the Sun Road, though, avalanche concerns on both the east and west sides have prevented plowing operations from advancing since Wednesday. Park officials recommend that hikers and bikers use caution if they plan to travel on the road this weekend. According to the park, avalanches have now blocked going to the Sun Road where road crews had previously plowed it. The report also notes that 3 separate glide avalanches occurred last weekend. Admission to Glacier and all other national parks remains free through Sunday in honor of the National Park Service centennial this year. For more information on road conditions and changes, check out our website at mtpr.org. Gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte has said in recent campaign speeches that Facebook passed over Montana as a location for a data center, mainly because of the state's business equipment tax. But a spokesman for the internet giant said yesterday that the Bozeman Republican never spoke with Facebook officials. In a news conference this week announcing his tax relief proposal, Gianforte said he had talked with the company about building a data center in Montana. Gianforte asserted that the biggest barrier for Facebook was the business equipment tax. Gianforte's plan includes scrapping that tax. Facebook spokesman Andy Stone says no discussions with Gianforte took place, and the tax was not the reason the company isn't locating in Montana. Gianforte stands by his comments, adding that he spoke with a Facebook executive last fall. Montana's Republican Party tweeted a link to this audio of Dean Roberts, who was at the time a Facebook executive, speaking on the Voices of Montana radio program.
The problem with Montana is really the tax on capital equipment.
Roberts has since told the Associated Press that he was under no official capacity to comment on behalf of Facebook at the time, nor was he ever authorized to do so. He said he had no role in the company's site election process. In a statement to the AP, Facebook's Andy Stone said the company is constantly looking for sites around the world and cited renewable energy, an educated workforce, and an open, non-discriminatory environment as criteria. The U.S. Justice Department will not seek the death penalty against a Wyoming teenager accused of killing 2 people on Montana's Crow Indian Reservation in July. Attorney General Loretta Lynch has decided against seeking capital punishment in the case of Jesus Deniz Mendoza after consulting with federal prosecutors in Montana. The U.S. Attorney's Office declined to give a reason, adding that the agency's recommendation process on death penalty cases is confidential. The 18-year-old Mendoza faces 12 criminal charges, including 2 counts of first-degree murder in the July deaths of Jason and Tana Shane near Pryor. Authorities say the couple and their daughter were shot after stopping to help Mendoza along a roadway. 2 more roads are now open to cars in Glacier National Park. Many Glacier and Chief Mountain roads on the east side of the park open today. On going to the Sun Road, though, avalanche concerns on both the east and west sides have prevented plowing operations from advancing since Wednesday. Park officials recommend that hikers and bikers use caution if they plan to travel on the road this weekend. According to the park, avalanches have now blocked going to the Sun Road where road crews had previously plowed it. The report also notes that 3 separate glide avalanches occurred last weekend. Admission to Glacier and all other national parks remains free through Sunday in honor of the National Park Service centennial this year. For more information on road conditions and changes, check out our website at mtpr.org. Moose populations in parts of Montana are struggling. That's according to preliminary research. Researcher Nick DeCesar with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says he's most concerned about moose in the Cabinet Mountains and Big Hole Valley. He says it's unclear why the animals are doing well in some places and poorly in others.
I think we're already learning that it's not going to be, one answer in terms of what's going on with moose, and then in terms of, you know, what do we need to be concerned about. I think we're already seeing some different stories playing out, both in terms of parasites and in terms of predators.
DeCesar started a 10-year moose study in 2013. He'll be presenting his preliminary results in Hamilton Monday at an event hosted by the Ravalli County Fish and Wildlife Association.